Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Razia Asghari joined Zohra Orchestra when she was just 11 years old, and her passion for music took her on an unconventional path. Together, the group travelled and performed around the world. When they came to Australia in 2019, Razia knew if she had any hope of pursuing music, she couldn't go back to Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, it was very difficult for girls to do music, and my family had decided to pull me out of music school, saying I was getting older. I didn't tell my family that once I came here, I would stay. They didn't know.
Before the 15th of August 2021, music for girls was something society hadn't fully accepted. After the Taliban took over, the freedom was completely taken away.
Fortunately, all the students left. They didn't stay in Afghanistan. But unfortunately, we're now all over the place. We're not together.
Three musicians, Razia, Banin and Samira, settled in Sydney.
Sometimes it feels like how it was in Afghanistan, and it's a happy feeling, but alongside that there's also a feeling of sadness because at that time there were more of us.
Afghan pop star Husna Inayat is another artist whose love for music pushed her into exile.
Music feeds the soul. Our people worship art. They love to listen to music, but right now there are difficulties that mean they can't do that.
Members of Zohra Orchestra and Husna Inayat are just some of the artists being recognised and celebrated at a Refugee Week event by an audience well aware of the joy music brings.
Very privileged to be able to have shared this experience tonight.
Yeah. And I think just celebrating freedom of expression, the people who have fought so hard to be here.
People of Afghanistan have gone through this stage of life back in the 1990s, and they didn't give up, and they came back and performed better and better.
For many of these artists, including Razia, despite the suffering, they still hope to one day return to Afghanistan and freely practice music.
Only music can help the people of Afghanistan express their pain. The amount of pain they have, the amount of hardships they've endured.
Mahnoz Anguri, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.